Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Ferrelli, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Peter Gajewski, Music Director of National Philharmonic.
And love catching up with you all the time. You're the best. And we're talking because National Philharmonic is kicking off its fall season with a cool show both at Capital One Hall and Strathmore. It's called Viva La France. Tell us what this is. What's this? Why do we decide to kick off the fall with this one?
Well, the star of the show is violinist Gil Shaham. He's one of the best living violinists today, and we're thrilled to have him. For people who have heard him before, they know what I'm talking about. They want to come and hear him again. And for those who haven't, you absolutely must hear him. So he's playing Saint-Saëns Violin Concerto No. 3, Camille Saint-Saëns. And this is one of the greatest violin concertos of the repertoire up there, you know, with the Beethoven and Sibelius and such. Camille Saint-Saëns, of course, lived in Paris, I think all of his life, lived and taught there. And then the other works on the program are also by composers, lesser known, who also lived in Paris. We have a work by Louise Ferrand, a woman who kind of unusual. I mean, she lived in the 19th century, so she kind of writes in the style of, let's say, Schumann, Mendelssohn, maybe a little Beethoven, something like that. Fantastic composer, largely forgotten because she was a woman. But the quality of the music is phenomenal. She also taught at the Paris Conservatory and actually successfully argued to be paid at the same level as the men that taught there.
Oh, wow.
She got a lot of pushback. And initially she was not, right? And then she fought for that. And then she basically threatened to quit. And then they basically dropped, and they gave in, and they paid her the same as the men that taught there. So very interesting story and terrific, terrific music. So we're playing a symphony of hers, Symphony No. 3. And then the third composer on the program, also incredible story. So this is a gentleman that was born into slavery. his mother was enslaved. His father was was a white man. So this is in the Caribbean, one of the Caribbean islands. But then his father took great interest in him and took him to Paris, and he got a musical education and became. And this is now at the end of the 18th century, basically. Became like the violinist in Paris. He was given the best orchestra in Paris to lead. So he's the leader of the best orchestra in Paris at that time. He oversees premieres of several symphonies of Franz Joseph Haydn, which were done in Paris. At one point, he actually finds himself under the same roof with Mozart.
Wow.
Although there's not much record of their interaction, but they were at the same address at the same time.
Wow. What's his name?
So his name is Joseph Boulogne, Chevalier de Saint-Georges. Is his full
name. That's the full name. Okay. And he was a fencing champion too.
He was also a fencing champion, like
by the way,
this world fencing champion. Yeah, so he was a fencing champion, unbelievable violinist, and a tremendous composer.
Wow.
So we're playing a symphony of his to open this program. So it's kind of an interesting, well balanced program because obviously he's not so well known as Saint-Saëns. But we have some diversity in the programming, and it's a nice way to open the program, the season. And of course, again, all three of these composers lived in Paris, very close to each other. Louise Ferrand was born just a few years after Joseph Boulogne died, and then she and Camille Saint-Saëns are really contemporaries. although he lived much longer. So anyway, that's the story.
Is there a reason you wanted to do is there a thematic reason you wanted to do a Viva La France, or you just it was just a nice convenient, you know, thing to tie together?
Just in some ways it was a happy coincidence, because Gil wanted to play the Saint-Saëns concerto, and I had on my list of compositions that I wanted to program this season these two other symphonies, and then I noticed, like, oh wow,
right,
all three of these folks lived in Paris. Yeah. Why don't we just put this together, and it makes a really nice program.
It all comes together. Awesome. Well, tell me a little bit more about Gil Shaham. I mean, you said at the beginning, you know, if anyone's seen him, they're like, oh my god, we got to see him again. Like, tell us a little bit more of his backstory, because I know he was he's of Israeli Jewish descent, but he's grew up in like what, Illinois? He's an American violinist.
He's an American violinist. He lives in New York. He's I guess about 50 at this point. But I mean, he's one of those violinists. You know, you think of Josh Bell and Gil Shaham and Sarah Chang. Those are kind of the violinists currently playing today. And he gets to choose where he plays and what he plays. So we are absolutely thrilled that he's choosing to come and play with us. There's also a word I should say about Strathmore and the concert at Strathmore. So of course we're returning after the pandemic. So I do want to say that masks are no longer required. I know a lot of people had a problem with the masking. So you know, obviously if you want to wear a mask, you may, but they're no longer required. Vaccination is no longer being checked. Although, you know, again, our statistics around here show that more than 95% of us are vaccinated, and we're in a good place. But we're returning to some normalcy. And even though masks aren't required, audiences are not as full as usually. So typically, people have lots of space to themselves. So it's a very, very safe environment, and very enjoyable for concert goers.
Awesome. And so and you mentioned that, you know, so I want to remind everyone that there's two different shows in two different venues here. So the first one is going to be Thursday, October 20th at the brand new Capital One Hall. And then the second one will be Saturday, October 22nd at Strathmore. Speak to the venues a little bit. How exciting is it to be at Capital One Hall? I mean, this partner, the venue just opened within the last year or two. So how exciting is it to have, you know, the partnership between the two venues?
Very exciting. Yeah, it opened a year ago. We were one of the very first shows there last October, and it's great to bring the music to the people, so to speak. So it's nice to play on the two sides of the river, so that you don't have to go over the. You can come to our concerts and never have to go over the Potomac. I think we're the only.
You don't even need to go into the district.
Yeah, we're the only organization in the area where you don't have to cross the Potomac from wherever you're coming from. You can go in Virginia at Tyson's at Capital One Hall, and you can go at Strathmore Music Center at Strathmore in North Bethesda. So it's very exciting. And, you know, the acoustics are terrific. Obviously, Strathmore is a world-class concert hall, and Capital One just brand new with all the greatest technology. So great experience, and inviting everyone to join us.
Awesome. So where, big picture it for us, where does this, come for? I know this is the kickoff of the fall season. Is there anything you want to tease, you know, coming ahead for the rest of the fall, or do you want to just keep it to this?
Sure. So coming up this fall, we have Berlioz Requiem, which my colleague Stan Engebretsen is conducting, and Stan will be retiring this season. So this is one of the final opportunities in the Washington area to see him. Berlioz, the grandest piece, huge orchestra. We have our pop series with Luke Frazier, and that kicks off in November. And I conduct next at the beginning of December a program I've always wanted to do, centered around Romeo and Juliet. So much music has been written to kind of accompany or envision what musically Romeo and Juliet. So this is a program that includes Tchaikovsky's famous Romeo and Juliet Overture Fantasy. It includes the ballet music by Prokofiev. the Romeo and Juliet ballet music. And then just to be slightly different, it includes a West Side Story rhapsody. West Side Story, of course, being Romeo and Juliet again.
Of course. And that's Leonard Bernstein.
That's Leonard Bernstein, right. But so it's for violin, and our soloist will be Sarah Chang.
Well, that's going to be really, really cool. Well, and now we've come full circle with Leonard Bernstein and movies and music to when I first met you, because I think didn't you do a thing on the waterfront? I think that was the first time we interviewed you. Anyway, now we're
a couple of years ago we were celebrating Bernstein centennial, and we did all kinds of Bernstein, including on the waterfront.
Right. But that's going to be really cool to do all the Romeo and Juliet theme stuff. Well, keep an eye out for that in December. And then also, you know, everything else coming up, head over to nationalphilharmonic.org to see the full lineup. But first, we're going to kick it all off with Viva La France at Capital One Hall on the 20th and Strathmore on the 22nd. So, Peter, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you, Jason.